a resurrected soul. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The Apostle Paul in this scripture is referring to how great God is in that he gave our souls life once again and rescued us from sin and its desires. The word quicken means to make alive. And I want to point out to you that there is a humongous difference between the soul that is living and the soul that is merely in existence. Right off the bat, I know that sparks controversy and puts your mind in a debate. First thing we must understand is that all souls are eternal in existence, even those that have passed from this life or from this dimension. However, some souls are dead as a result of trespasses and sins. To understand the context of this scripture, we must engage our minds with the truth of the one that governs life. In order to retrieve that knowledge, we must visit the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, and you see the terms of death being introduced. God plainly let man know that death comes through disobedience, and death means separation from God. God's plan is to redeem man so that that form of death does not become eternal. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? This scripture lets us know that Jesus went to hell after he was buried, and his plan was to set some people free. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 declares that Jesus has the keys of death and hell, which means his mission was successful. Therefore, Satan has no more power over a resurrected soul. Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. Long story short, Jesus gave up heaven for you, and it wasn't a problem for him to do because he loved you more than he loved heaven. If you had to give up earth for him, do you think you'd be able to do that? Or is he asking for too much? Jesus not only gave up heaven, but he tasted of death so that you might have life. If you had to die for his name, would you be willing, or is he asking for too much? Jesus literally went to hell in order to set you free, but he didn't mind doing that because he knew it was the only way to bring your soul back to life. If you had to go through hell for his name's sake, would you be willing? Or is he asking for too much? How do we know that we are alive? Well, it's simple, because we love God's people. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Dear Lord, help us to understand your plan for our lives. Remind someone that being dead is a matter of being non-responsive to God's love, his spirit, and his word. As a result, we are going with the flow of this world, according to the leading of the evil one. Satan only has power over the dead, that is, those who are non-responsive to God's word. The easiest way to know if we are alive is to remember that God's people don't go with the flow. God's people set the flow, because only the dead fishes go with the flow. See, Satan works through disobedience and through the disobedient, because it is through mankind disobeying God that sin entered the world in the first place. Which means if you are living a life that is disobedient to God's word, then you have made yourself available for Satan to work through and to work in you. Which would mean that you have been made aware of what God's plan is for your life and you are resisting. But if you are smart enough to wrestle with God, then please be reminded that it's almost daybreak and it's time for the eyes of your understanding to be opened. If you think you can win against God, then I say to you, dream on, dreamer. Maybe you just like to be cornered into covenant by an angelic host to understand that you are liberated in labor and to be able to understand love on a different level. Just know this, though. No matter if you hide and sleep or you're homesick, you'll still end up doing hard labor if you can't understand that God would not settle for anything less than you being a resurrected soul. Truth is, we all used to go with the flow at some point, But then we allowed God to give us a new flow, and our mission now is to resurrect some more souls through Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.